Do you feel, Tom, that any of the, I mean, you have also invested. I don't want anyone to think that you haven't, but do you find that the actual capital investment gets glamorized? Maybe a little bit more credit goes to the money contribution and the talent piece, the advisement can get left behind?
Yeah, it's more obvious. If I have a good idea, how does that really play into it? Most people won't even know it's my idea, for starters. So I've had several situations with clients, again, using your word, Olympic athlete clients. I have a CEO who was in a bind at a client, and he shared the story with me. And as I thought about it, I came up with a very non-traditional solution for him. And I even told him, I said, you're not going to like my suggestion, but think about it and you do whatever you want to do. Well, he called me up about a month later. He had taken my advice and did something that was really not the path that he would have come up with. And it worked. I'm happy for him. I was happy with the joy in his voice when he shared with me how it did in fact work. But no one sees that. It's different than I invested $1 million in whatever product or company or whatever. But it's my calling. What I'm really at peace about today is clearly my calling is to come up alongside of these owners and the ones that are open to advice. As you know, my recent blog series talk about, am I an advisor or a coach? In my blog series, I make the case that because people want to call me a coach. I'm not a coach. I'm an advisor. I'm a partner. I come up alongside of a CEO as if I'm in it with him or her. And the advice I give would be what I would do if it was me. And there's risks, which is part of what I like about business. It's all about, you don't know if you're right or wrong. You're hoping you're right, but you go down a path. When you're in it together, there's a degree of camaraderie and fun about it that, hey, we were right. Or guess what? We were wrong. We'll know. We'll find out whether this is a good idea or a bad idea because it's going to either be successful or fail. I think some of my clients like just having me next to them as they're going through it and realizing that I understand the whole thing. I have the whole picture. I had a client recently had an issue with their largest customer. It was extremely sensitive, and the CEO only told one person inside the company and me about it, and we worked through that together. So I go, okay, he decided to get me involved in it, so I guess I must be offering something of value to him, was my conclusion.
Oh, yeah, you're a trusted partner. You're a great listener, too.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
About a year ago, maybe a little longer now, I sat down with you and I was talking with you about these proposals I kept getting asked to write. Mm-hmm. And they were large dollar mm-hmm. amounts mm-hmm. for the size our mm-hmm. business was. Mm-hmm. I think I remember telling mm-hmm. you, remember that? One of them was like $1 million. Mm-hmm. And I said, gosh, I was writing the best presentations I thought I could make. And you said something to me that was brilliant. You said, Rami, agree to move in dollar amounts of $5,000. Agree to do that next amount of work at the most. Mm-hmm. It was one of the best pieces of advice you gave me because I started getting the deals. Because even though they were demanding to know the price all the way to the end, when I give them the price, mm-hmm. they'd mm-hmm. even say, I know that's about $1 million, Rami.
Right.
Just
right.
tell me what it
right.
is.
Right.
But
right.
when I stopped doing that, they started moving forward. And at that moment, I had this light bulb about impact investing, actually, about that $5,000.